I also want to thank God for the opportunity to share His word this evening, as well for our ministry of Victory Outreach and for my senior pastors, Pastor Charlie and Sister Marlene, for answering the call of God this evening. Praise the Lord. Well, let's see who's sharp in the house of God this evening. Who could guess what I'm speaking about tonight? A time to recognize Jesus through forgiveness. Come on, somebody. It's very important we learn that we've been forgiven by God, like Pastor Charlie said. Once we allow Jesus Christ to come into our hearts, we've been forgiven that moment, not a moment, no moment sooner. Amen. That's why it's very important we understand that. And, you know, God put this on my heart to share, because I believe some Christians struggle with this truth that we've been forgiven. It doesn't matter what side of the tracks you come from, where you find yourself this evening. If you are truly saved and you truly accepted Jesus Christ into your life, you've been forgiven. Amen. And it doesn't matter, like I said, what sins you committed, how big or how small. It's all about the word of God, which is truth, and that's what we stand by. Amen. And I struggle with that truth myself. You know, getting saved, done things in my past life that hurted myself and others. And, you know, it took me to get to a place to really believe that God has saved me and forgave me. No matter what the next person may believe, even if my family members, I know that I've been saved. We all got to get to that place that we know we are saved by God's word and by God, by forgiveness in Jesus Christ. Amen. We as a church, we had to get past our past mistakes and don't allow what we did in our past to hinder us from growing. We living in the end time world where the enemy is doing a lot of things. But how many of us know Jesus Christ is also moving in a mighty and powerful way? Amen. Praise the Lord. So with that said, let's get into the word of God tonight. As we turn to the book of Romans. Chapter 3, starting in verses 21. If you don't have a Bible with you tonight, the scripture will be on the screen for you to follow along. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 3, starting in verse 21. I'm reading out the New Living Translation. This is an older translation, so the wording is slightly different. Praise the Lord. Let's read. The Bible reads, but now, not soon, but says, now God has shown us a different way of being right in His sight. Not by obeying the law, but by the way promised in the scriptures long ago. We are made right in God's sight when we trust in money. No. When we trust in education. No. The Bible says when we trust in Jesus Christ to take away our sins. And we all can be saved in this same matter, no matter who we are or what we have done. That's very key. No matter what side of the tracks we come from, through faith in Jesus Christ, we are saved. Praise the Lord. The Bible continues to read, for all have sinned, all fall short of God's glorious standards. Yet God in His gracious kindness declare us not guilty. Look to your neighbor and say, I'm not guilty. Come on, somebody. The Bible continues to read, He has done this through Christ Jesus, who has freed us by taking away our sins. For God sent Jesus to take the punishment for our sins and to satisfy God's anger against us. We are made right with God when we believe that Jesus shed His blood, sacrificing His life for us. God was being entirely fair and just when He did not punish those who sinned in former times. And He is entirely fair and just in this present time when He declares sinners to be right in His sight because they believe in Jesus. Let's all bow our heads tonight and let's pray for tonight's service. Let's pray. Lord, I thank You so much for this time. And once again, Master, I thank You for the opportunity and great privilege to share Your word this evening. And I just pray, Lord God, that You touch our hearts, Lord God, for any of us that's here tonight, that's logged on, that may be struggling with the fact that we've been forgiven. I pray You strengthen us tonight, Lord God, and by the end of tonight's service, that we'll gain an understanding, that we'll grab a hold of the truth that says we've been forgiven, and we apply it to our daily lives, Lord God. Hide me behind Your cross and speak through me, Lord God. I give You all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. We all say, amen. Amen. A time to recognize Jesus through forgiveness. Amen. The word forgive, it means pardon, excuse, absolve, condone, and connive. Amen. As a Christian, as a person that been saved by God's amazing grace, through faith we've been forgiven. And so in other words, our slate has been wiped clean by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. All of us come from all walks of life. We come from, like I said, different side of the tracks, gang banging and prostitution, all sorts of things. But once we come into the things of God, those sins have been truly forgiven. And I believe sometimes Christians allow the enemy to condemn us to keep us from really believing what the Word of God says. And it could be through a lot of things, lack of studying or a lack of faith. But we have to truly understand that we've been forgiven. There's no sin that God can't forgive. There's nothing too great for the God to reserve. Can I get an amen, somebody? Amen. Anything we did before Christ, B.C., he has forgiven us. And we got to truly believe that. And like I said, when I first got saved, I struggled with that fact. But as I continue to serve God and continue to pray and grow my understanding of his word, I applied it to my life. And then it doesn't matter even if my own loved ones don't believe that fact. We got to continue to believe in what God's word says so that in God's time and others can believe that they can be forgiven, that there is hope through faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, forgiveness is not something that we earn. It's a gift from God. Praise the Lord. And it's available to anyone who simply come to God by faith and ask him for forgiveness of sins. And God is faithful to do his part, but we have to do our part as well. Which means not just coming to church, but being fully devoted and committed to a transformed life through the word of God, through prayer, through being committed to the things of God. God didn't just save us and give us this gift for us to squander it and use it in your way. It's very important that we take this gift that was given to us. None of us deserve it, but through God's love and his grace upon our lives, he grant you and I the gift of forgiveness. Amen. God did not also give us the gift just for us. He gave it so that we could be a vessel that he could use to extend it to others that are lost and bound as well. We have to understand that we're not forgiven for selfish desires. If you find yourself in a church or you're at home tonight, I don't know where you're at in your walk with God, we have to understand that our life is truly meant to be lived to glorify God. You know, and some of us, we all want the house, the car, the fancy things, and that's nothing wrong with that. But we have to understand our true purpose should be fulfilling the plan of God that's upon our lives. Amen. We are blessed with this gift. I didn't know God growing up. I didn't even know Jesus Christ even existed until I came into the things of God through the ministry called Victory Outreach. And I'm very grateful that that gift was extended to my life because I lost loved ones that wasn't saved, and I don't know where they're at tonight. That's between God. But I know that I didn't deserve it. I know better than my loved ones that lost their life. It's just that something that God decided to give to me. Amen. It's something that we got to learn to cherish with all our hearts. Forgiveness is a blessing to have. And we should always also be willing to extend forgiveness to others. When we go out there to our job sites, for us that's in the home, amen, forgiveness is very important we got to have, especially being in the home. We all come from all walks of life and different backgrounds, and God is bringing us together so that he could change and transform our lives. Within the midst of that, at times we may bump heads and things may be said and done that shouldn't be done. And we should forgive that person, no matter if you're in a home or if you're in a church. Amen. Forgiveness is something that you and I need as a Christian to have in order to have a relationship with God. The Bible says in the book of Genesis that we come into the world as sinners through Adam and Eve's disobedience in the garden. That's why we need to have this gift within our lives. There's many gifts that God gives us, but the gift of forgiveness, I believe, is one of the most important ones. Because without forgiveness within our lives, we condemned to eternal life in hell. And I'm very grateful once again for this gift. Being saved many years, I neglected this gift. You know, took my focus off of things and got focused on getting a job and trying to get the car and all those things that we want to have. And we have to understand that this gift is the greatest gift we have. Even if that means some of us not having a car at times or being in a home for an extended period of time, that gift of forgiveness should inspire us and keep us humble and grateful that we have that gift. Amen. Now, everybody's meant to have a good paying job. I'm really learning that. Being in this scene that I'm in, I'm really learning that the job is not the most important thing. Being forgiven for my sins, my past life, is the best thing I could ever have in my life. And I say that with all humility and sincerity. I want a car. I want to get married, and God knows that. But I also know that I deserve to go to hell. But because God chose me to be where I'm at, I'm willing to humble myself and wait on God to bring forth his blessing upon my life. And as I do that, continue to focus on his vision for my life that he has for my pastors, for this city. Because none of us deserve to be in the house of God this evening. None of us do. But it's the gift that God gives us to be here tonight, and we should take it with seriousness in our heart. Praise the Lord. We as Christians, I believe, must truly understand the seriousness of the need for this gift of forgiveness, not only for ourselves, but for our loved ones. How many of us want to see our family members say, for God's honor and glory? Amen. During this season in my life, I lost two people. My mother, she passed away. I don't even know where she's at. I just heard that she went to Florida and she was cremated. Amen. And that hurts. I couldn't say bye to her. I don't know where she's at right now. But I do know Jesus Christ is in control. And I know that I have been forgiven. So no matter what's taking place in my life, I got to forgive that person. That's what we got to understand. No matter what takes place in this walk with God, we have to be instruments of forgiveness. Can I get an amen, somebody?
Amen.
I believe three things I have here that is very important for us to know in order for us to truly understand this area of forgiveness. One, it says here, without forgiveness, we are not able to have a relationship with God. We can't get a relationship with God through good works, religious acts, or beliefs. That's not how this works. Jesus Christ is the ultimate sacrifice for the sins of all mankind. And if we don't accept God's forgiveness, we don't have a relationship with God. For those that's logged on tonight, I don't know who you are, where you logged on from. You may be saved, and you may not be saved. For my brothers and sisters that's here tonight, you may be only saved for a year or two. You may be a baby Christian, or you may be saved for many years. Whatever the case may be, I believe we all have to continue to remind ourselves that forgiveness is something that God gives us to have. We didn't deserve it. Like I said, we all come into the world as sinners. Like I said myself, I didn't grow up in a Christian background. I didn't know anything about church or the Bible. It was by God's grace and grace alone that I'm able to receive this gift of forgiveness. Amen. Another thing here, I believe, without forgiveness, we have no hope in this life. Before I got saved, I didn't have no hope. I was wasting my life, wasting time, wasting finances, wasting resources, and everything in between. At times, I reflect on my life and what God has done and where he took me from, and I was thinking about that, and I remember one time, many years ago, I was young, and this is my first time I tried a cigarette. Actually, it was a Black and Mild, and I was just thinking about that. I was just wandering, lost. 8 o'clock at night on Locust, King driving Locust by myself, just smoking. And I was thinking to myself, what was I doing? I was lost. I didn't have no hope. I had no purpose. Didn't even know at that point in time, God was setting me up. He was planning for me to be in his church, in his kingdom. Amen. And I do that to remind myself of what God has done, to keep myself humble and with the right perspective. And I believe as Christians, too many times we forget what God has done for us and where he took us from. And we get off track at times, focusing on our desires, focusing on things that we want for our lives. We. When the Bible said it was God, not man, that chose us. We didn't choose God. He chose us. And wherever we see ourselves at tonight, we should be grateful that we're not burning in hell, that we're not in a prison, that we're not sick with a disease. Amen. For we all know what's taking place in this world that we're living in right now. COVID-19, different diseases, you know, different things that's taking place, police brutality, all sorts of things. But God, through his mercy and his grace, he allows us to be where we're at tonight. Amen. And the third thing I believe we must understand when it comes to forgiveness is that without it, we stand guilty of our sins, which results in eternal life in hell. We stand guilty, guilty by our decisions, by our actions. But through God's amazing mercy and grace, we've been forgiven. Amen. Look to your neighbor and say, I've been forgiven. In the book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 23, the Bible reads, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. A free gift of God. Salvation, a free gift that God gave you and I to have. We weren't seeking God before Christ. God was the furthest thing from my mind. The one thing about Jesus Christ, didn't even know he even existed. And that blows my mind when I read that scripture, when I think about that. The wages of sin is death. And I had a near-death experience before I got saved. And it may sound hard to believe, but God showed me where I was spending my eternal life at. I believe it was hell. And after that fact, I kept on living my life in sin, not realizing I could have died, blinded. But then I found myself here, saved by grace, and I'm a very grateful. I'm a very amazed and grateful man. Excuse me. That's why we must take our life, our calling upon God very serious. Amen. Another thing I believe they keep us from truly walking in this gift of forgiveness is the mind, the way that we think, the way that we see things. If we could go to the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 2. That's why our leaders and people stress the importance of reading God's word, getting the word of God in our minds and our hearts so we could be renewed from within. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 12, verse 2, the Bible reads, don't copy the behaviors and custom of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for your life, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Renewing our mind is so important and so vital as Christians, especially living in this end time world. God wants to raise up an army of people that will make an end times march for his honor and glory. Being where we at in the church, if you're in the church or you're in a home, getting a hold of God's mind is very important. If we want victory in our lives, can I get an amen, somebody? Amen. It's very important. It's the key to unlocking this gift of forgiveness. I truly believe that. Changing our thinking pattern, the way we reason, the way we see things, it has to change if you're going to grow as a man, a woman, or youth of God. There's no way around that truth. We wouldn't even be here tonight if it was for people like Pastor Sunday, our founders and our elders, people that went before us, being transformed and they thinking that allow us to be where we are tonight. We have to change the way that we think. I believe that all of us don't believe that we're forgiven because we think incorrectly. Pastor Charlie said he hasn't said it while I was thinking. Allowing that enemy that's defeated by God to control our thinking and to keep us from really believing that we've been forgiven. Being condemned in our mind when the Bible says we are not condemned any longer because Jesus Christ has set us free. That's why we got to develop a lifestyle of reading and applying God's word. It's very important. Very important. We wouldn't need beer tonight. And we won't last as Christians if we don't change the way that we think. It's impossible to serve God with a mind that's not in line with his word. It's impossible. That's why it's very important that the word of God will be something that's dear to our hearts. Amen. We have to learn how to think like that person who's been forgiven. And like I said, I've done a lot of things in my past life, but it hurt myself, it scarred my life, and it hurt others. But I got to learn that I'm forgiven. And I can't live in that forgiven lifestyle if I don't think in that new way. We all been saved by grace. That means we are new creations in Christ, which means we got to change our mentality to see things God's way. Amen. No matter how many times we may messed up, 2 times, 3 times, even 15 times, God forgive us each and every time. if we come to him by faith and ask him for forgiveness. Amen. That's why we got to know what the word of God says and apply it daily, not just in the good times, but in the bad times. It has to become a true lifestyle, modeling God's word. That will keep us growing, that will keep us on fire for God, and that's what keep us being able to be effective in discipleship and witnessing to this world. Amen. Not knowing God's word will paralyze us and keep us from knowing and living out a life of someone who has been forgiven. And I believe that with all my heart. If we don't really know who we are through God's word, if we don't attain the attitude of Christ, we will be paralyzed and we will continue to be ineffective as Christians. And also I have here, not knowing God's word will have us walking around defeated. Too many of us is walking around defeated when the Bible says we have the victory through Jesus Christ. And if you walk around defeated, I have to ask you, are you saved? I know I'm saved tonight. I know I've been saved and set free through my faith in Jesus Christ. And my walk is not perfect. Mm-mm. I make mistakes, but I know that I'm making mistakes falling forward in the things of God. I can't allow my feelings, my emotions to dictate the fact that I've been forgiven. And that's another thing we got to learn how to control through God's word, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And when we're not knowing who we are, if we're not knowing that we've been forgiven, it's kind of hard for God to use us to reach someone in our loved one's life or in our job site with the message of hope and plan in Jesus Christ. It's impossible. We don't have the answer if we're not applying it. Amen. Now I want to talk about how can we obtain and maintain this gift of forgiveness that God has given us. The first thing is through faith. If you could turn to the book of Romans chapter 1 verse 17. The word faith means reliance, loyalty, or complete trust in God. Meaning that no matter what's taking place, if we don't understand what's going on, we make that decision to be completely loyal to our God. In the book of Romans chapter 1, verse 17, the Bible reads, this good news tells us how God makes us right in his sight. Not by man, but his sight. This is accomplished from start to finish by faith. As the scriptures say, it is through faith that a righteous person has life. I have here, forgiveness is only granted to you and I by faith in Jesus Christ. There's no other way we can have this gift. Not by words, not by giving money and doing good things, giving to the homeless, feeding food for those that are in need. That's not how it works. It's only granted through Jesus Christ. He's the only sacrifice that God sent into this world to die for us, so that we could be able to have this gift called forgiveness. Attending the church is good, but it's not good enough. Logging on Facebook Live is good, but that's also not good enough. Like I was saying, performing good deeds and doing all those things is good, but it's not good enough for us to be forgiven of our sins in our past life. We have to truly have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And we got to maintain it on a daily basis. Too many Christians, when times get hard, they put Jesus Christ on the shelf and get back to doing things the old way because it's easier to do that. And we got to get past that. We've been saved and set free. The Bible tells us one day we won't be able to call upon the name of the Lord. So I believe it's very important and wise to take the time that we have, the limited time, to seize this gift called forgiveness. Amen. Excuse me. The next thing we could do to obtain and maintain the gift of forgiveness is being humble, humility, which is not attractive. Humility, if you turn to the book of James chapter 4, verse 6, the word humility means show a submission of meekness. Humble, being humble is very important that we must have in our life, if we truly want to grow in the things of God. James chapter 4, verse 6, the Bible reads, and he gives grace generously, as the scriptures say, God opposes the proud, but give grace to the humble. Amen. I have here. Humility, I believe, will always help us to remember that we've been being blessed with God's gift of forgiveness of our sinful past and having God's approval of our lives is all we really need in this world. Anything else that we attain is a blessing. The good job, like I was saying, the spouse, we all want to get married, most of us, I believe. Come on, somebody. All those things are good. But knowing that we've been forgiven and that we have God's approval to enter into heaven, if we stand, continue to stand until the day we die, that should be all that we need. That should fuel us to continue to move forward on a daily basis. No matter what we're struggling with, no matter what the enemy's trying to lie and bring upon our minds, being forgiven should fuel us, should spark something up in us to continue to move forward, even when times get hard within our walk with God. I truly believe that. I'm more grateful than ever for what I have within my life. I didn't deserve to be here. I didn't deserve to be here in the first time. Made mistakes and bumped my head, and here I am, still alive and still being used by God, and I'm very grateful. And I don't know, I no longer want to waste time and focusing on things that God is in control of. The house, all those things is in plan and part of God's plan for our lives. And I come to realize that. You know, many years ago, Pastor Charlie preached a message at the old church, and he had bullseyes taped all around the church. Bullseyes represent the job, the spouse, and all those things. And those bullseyes were smaller bullseyes. Then he had the bullseye of Jesus Christ, which was the biggest one of them all. And it blew my mind, like, wow, that's crazy. All these targets, and this is the biggest one that we could get to, but yet we focus on these little targets as if those targets are bigger than God. When we got to realize Jesus Christ is the biggest target and the best target that we should be focusing on. That's why I'm very grateful that God continue to keep his grace upon my life. The third thing that we need to attain and maintain this gift of forgiveness is obedience. The word obedience means submissive to authority, comply with orders, fulfill one responsibility. Obedience is also very key in our walk with God. If we truly want to live a life of forgiveness, we got to be obedient to God's word. And we also got to be obedient to those we place over our lives as leaders. In the book of Hebrews chapter 5, verses 7 through 8, the Bible reads, while Jesus was here on earth, he offered prayers and pleadings with a loud cry and tears to the one who could rescue him from death. And God heard his prayers because of his deep reverence for God. Verse 8 reads, even though Jesus was God's son, he learned obedience from the things he suffered. That's a powerful scripture. Through suffering, he learned how to be obedient. I believe he understood that through suffering, he needed someone to come to his aid. And he knew it wasn't going to be the devil. So he said, I got to be obedient in order to get through this time of suffering. And I believe as Christians in this entire world, obedience is very key as well. I hear obedience will keep you and I from misusing or abusing our gift of forgiveness that God has given us to have. You know, there's a lot of people that should be here tonight, but they're not here tonight for whatever reason may be, working, whatever the case may be, and that's not nothing wrong with working. But when we get to that place where we're not doing the things of God that we've been rescued and to say to do, I believe we are misusing this gift that God has given us. And I don't want to no longer misuse the gift that God has given me to be forgiven. Because I didn't, like I said, the Bible tells us clearly that he chose you and I. I didn't choose God. He chose us. And I'm very grateful. And we must learn not to misuse this gift. You know, brothers that's in the home, in the church, when we come into the home, we got to be grateful and allow God to do the inner work within our lives and not get ahead of God. Getting ahead of God is misusing that gift of forgiveness. And God sees other people out there that's in the world just like who we were, that's on drugs, that's going the wrong way, gang violence, living life not right with God. And he wants to use us to help those people that are lost and bound. Amen. That's why we got to understand our forgiveness that God gave us is for others, not to be kept selfishly for ourselves. God knows our needs. He knows what we go through in our daily walk. We suffer. We go through all those things. Jesus Christ went through it and then some. He did it willingly. He wasn't forced to come on this earth to die. He did it because of his great love for you and I. So how much more should we be willing to die to self, to allow this gift that God has given us to grow us, to keep us, and to inspire us to become that pastor, that next evangelist or leader in the church, to glorify God and to help our senior pastors to build this city, to build a church for God's honor and glory. The Bible tells us that tomorrow is not promised to nobody. None of us can say with a clear answer that we will wake up tomorrow. There are souls that's out there right now that may not even wake up tomorrow, and they may not even be saved, and they may spend eternal life in hell. And they deserve the same gift that we got. We know better than the next person that's out there. We don't deserve it. They don't deserve it. But it's through God's grace that we have it. That's why we should keep our focus on those souls, on what God has for our lives. Amen. I don't want to get caught up any longer with the battlefield and what the world has to offer. I know God is bigger than a job. I know God's bigger than the spouse. He's bigger than that. I know he's in control. That's why I'm very excited for this city that I'm in, because I know that God has great and mighty things in store for my life. Whatever it may be, I don't know what God has in store, but I know my job is to remain, to be still and shut up and get out of his way and let him be in control. Because when I'm in control, I mess things up, and I mess things up bad. And there's too many people that tied to my life that God is and count me on to reach for his honor and glory. So I just want us to gain an understanding that we have been forgiven. For those that's logged on tonight, for us that's here tonight, if you are struggling with this belief that we are forgiven, just know you have been forgiven through faith in Jesus Christ. Like the opening scripture said, don't matter where you come from, no matter what side of the tracks, it don't matter to God. All God is looking for is someone with a willing heart that's ready to answer his calling that's upon their lives, to do what's right. We have to do what's right. Do not take this gift for granted. I've done it, and I thank God now I have the opportunity to continue to move forward. I made mistakes, but I know I've been forgiven. I'm not allowing the enemy to lie to me, to condemn me, to keep me from being effective for God's honor and glory. This is a privilege to be behind this pulpit. I don't deserve it, but God granted it to me once again, and I'm very grateful, and I take it with all seriousness of heart. And this pulpit is open for anybody. In God's right timing, it's just up to us to make the right decision to do what's right with the gift that God's given us called forgiveness. Time is ticking. Time is ticking. The return of Jesus Christ is shortly. Not even Jesus knows that time, but we do know it's coming. It's coming soon. If you've been forgiven, take it seriously. And don't allow the enemy to deceive you, to lie to you. God knows our heart. He knows our desires. He knows what we want. Let him bring it to us in his perfect timing. We got a perfect example with Pastor Charlie. It gives me great joy when he says a lot of times, I don't have not a penny in the bank, but yet the man that God owns a beautiful home, beautiful family, vehicles, all this stuff. And it comes from him waiting on God, knowing that he has the greatest gift, which is Jesus Christ. And it inspires me and encouraged me to know that if he could do it, I could do it as well. He did it because of us, for others, for the calling of God, for God. And we should have that same mindset, knowing that we've been forgiven because God, he desires to reach people that are lost and bound. The people that's in the inner seas of the world, that's our vision, to reach the treasure out of darkness, riches hidden in secret places. He wants to do it for people like through you and I. Foolish thing, the Bible says, to confound the wise. I'm very amazed. I never saw myself being behind a pulpit on a Friday night preaching the word of God. No, I would have been in a club by now, drunk, so we're messed up. But I'm very grateful. And I don't no longer want to take this for granted. Amen. As we stand to our feet, and as the worship team makes its way, this very simple message tonight, but I believe it's a very profound and very important one as well. A time to recognize Jesus through forgiveness. We've been forgiven, church. Time to get past self and move forward and become someone that God could depend on to win this city for his honor and glory. For my family out there on Facebook Live, I don't know who you are. If you struggle in this area, you may not even be saved tonight. I want to let you know God wants to extend this gift to your life tonight. You may not be saved, or you may need to rededicate your life to the Lord. You have grace extended to your life tonight. I want to make an altar call, and I just want us to really, for us that's been saved, reflect. Be grateful that we have this gift, because none of us deserve it, but it's only through God's grace and mercy we have it tonight. And if you're not forgiven tonight, if you're not saved, I want to give you the opportunity to cry upon the Lord to ask Him for forgiveness of sins so that He can become your personal Lord and Savior of your life. So whatever the worship team going to play, let's come to the altar tonight. For those that's log on, right there where you at, make an altar call right there where you at. And let's take this time and call upon the Lord. If you're not saved, ask Him for your forgiveness. It's a free gift. He wants to give it to those freely who ask of Him. Hallelujah.
Give myself.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let's cry upon the Lord this evening. Thank you, Lord, Father God. Hallelujah. I've been forgiven, my God. Thank you for that gift, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Give myself.
Praise, Lord, the free gift of salvation. Forgiveness happens to be one of its benefits that comes with salvation. We're forgiven. The free gift of salvation. And I believe too many times we feel we're not forgiven and what we've done, so we go back to the same old mess. Because we just feel we can't keep it real and go forward because of what we've done. But that's a lie from the enemy, as Jason spoke very clearly tonight. You and I need to know that we are forgiven. Even if you're still thinking about what you did, if Christ forgot about it, it's time that we forget about it. Amen? You got to let it go in order to go forward. No matter how terrible of whatever it might have been. I share a lot of my testimony behind the pulpit. There's some things are can't reveal them. Amen. They might lock me up. Amen. It's just some stuff we've done, amen, that we may not be too proud about, that we would even brag with somebody about. Amen. Jesus knows all of those. He also forgave you for all of those. Skeletons in the closet stuff. Forgiven. Forgiven. He took care of it. Like a big brother would take back us up or take care of an issue in the neighborhood. But this is our Heavenly Father, and He took care of it through His Son at the cross of Calvary. He took care of it. Paid the price in full for you and I to be forgiven here this day, to not only go forward forgiven, but to go forward forgiving others. Amen. Father, we thank You here this night. For those that are listening, for those that are here, in order to get this forgiveness, we need the free gift of salvation. So for those that are listening right now, I just ask that you repeat after me. Just say, Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I believe that You died on the cross for all of my sins. I also believe that You rose again on the third day. Jesus, here this night, enter my heart as Lord and Savior of my life. I thank You for accepting me and forgiving me, and to allow my life to go forward in doing Your will. In Your precious name we pray, and we all stay in one accord. Amen. Let's give the Lord a good clap offering right there where you're at. Amen. You're forgiven. Those on Facebook, you're forgiven. Amen. God bless each and every one of y'all. Let's make sure that we invite somebody for this Sunday morning service, 9 a.m. for prayer, 10 a.m. the service. And once again, with continuation on the full armor of God. God bless each and every one of y'all. Have a mighty, mighty, powerful, blessed weekend.